W.C. White to Reaser, June 13, 1907. Sanitarium, Napa County, California, June 13, 1907. President Southern California Conference, 257 South Hill Street, Los Angeles, California. Dear Brother Reaser, last night I received your letter of June 11th, in which you express your appreciation of the trying position in which Dr. Froom has been left by the unfair treatment of the Oregon Examining Board, and in which you express your esteem for him and your desire that he might join us in work in California. You tell me that my letter regarding Dr. Rand's visit did not reach you in time, so that the doctor has returned without your seeing him. I am sorry for this. I am sorry to hear that Dr. Abbott is not enjoying the best of health. I am sorry that our brethren at Paradise Valley are surrounded by so many perplexities. I was hoping that a good conference with Dr. Rand might lead to some plans which would prove a solution of many of these perplexities. I fear very much that none of the things which I have suggested will prove beneficial to Paradise Valley. I learn that Dr. Rand advises Dr. Froom to remain in Portland and continue the contest for recognition, and I fear that the Nicholas will move so slowly in coming west that we shall not get immediate help from them. Last night I received three lengthy and very interesting letters from Elder Daniels. At the close of the European Council, he changed his plans and has returned to this country. In his letters, he told me that it was his plan to attend the Young People's Convention at Mount Vernon, Ohio, in July, then come on to California in time to attend the Southern California Camp Meeting and the Medical Convention appointed to be held in connection with it. I sincerely hope that our change of plans regarding the convention will not interfere with his visiting Southern California in August. When I was in Southern California last, I intended to have a chat with you regarding the work being done by Sister Star in San Bernardino Town and Valley. It seems to me that the Lord has opened up before her many doors of usefulness in an extraordinary manner, and that we should rejoice at what is being accomplished through her labors. I know it often happens that the truth in the clearest manner in a town fails to reach many influential people who are honest and earnest Christians, because of prejudices caused by false reports in various ways against the truth and against the people who have the burden of carrying the third angel's message throughout the world. The medical work has been given to us by the Lord as a means of coming in contact with many people whom it would be difficult for us to become acquainted with in any other way. And after forming friendship and removing prejudice through this work, we have opportunity to present to them the testing truths of the message. I understand that it is for the accomplishment of this work, the preparing of the people's mind for the message, that instruction has been given to our people to draw near to the W workers wherever we could do so without accepting the false traditions which some hold, and without violating our Christian principles. During the last 3 or 4 years, as I have read what Mother has written about the work to be done in the city of Boston by the workers stationed at the Melrose Sanitarium, and by ministers and evangelists connecting with these sanitarium workers, and as I have read what she has written about the work to be done in the San Bernardino Valley by workers connected with the Loma Linda Sanitarium, I have wondered how we could ever establish a working connection, how we should get influence, how we should find access. And when the Lord sent Dr. Starr to us without our invitation, and then so wonderfully opened up the way for her, I felt to thank Him with a humble heart, and praise Him for leading us in a path which we knew not. And ever since the W Convention in Redlands, where Dr. Starr met the leaders of that society, and was given such a hearty welcome, and so many invitations to come and work with them in so many places, I have wondered with great admiration and thankfulness that the Lord was able to do for us abundantly more than we can ask or think. What I have most feared was that our brethren would become impatient in looking for immediate results, and like the youthful gardeners who dug up their beans every day to see what progress the roots had made, that we should disturb a work of far-reaching importance which the Lord has been guiding and check its growth. I have expected this because I have seen it worked out in many places. I have hoped that Dr. Starr might arrange her work so as to take some part in the instruction given to the teachers in your teachers' convention, so that she could take some part in the instruction given to evangelists and Bible workers during your ministerial institute. Because these workers need to learn how to connect instruction regarding the medical work with their other labors. But I have hoped that this could be accomplished without too seriously interfering with the broad and important work which the Lord has opened before her in connection with the public schools and the W. If she could be spared to attend the St. Helena camp meeting, I should be glad, because our people in this part of the state ought to be thoroughly aroused to make a new effort in the Christian help work. But if the work which has been opened up before her there in connection with the W people is going forward prosperously, we should hardly think it best to tear her away from that work, even to attend our St. Helena camp meeting. Please tell me what you think of this, and what part you expect Sister Starr to act in your convention work at Los Angeles. With kindest regards, and hoping to hear from you soon, I am, yours truly, W.C. White.